Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back on Rutherford Issues, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. You can find out more about that at sharingchange.org. That's sharingchange.org. We're going to find out a lot about Rutherford Forward today. Melissa Farley and Pat Bacon are joining us here this morning, and we're going to find out what it's about and what their, shall I say, fight is with and all that good thing. So, Melissa, first of all, we say good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us, Brian.
Absolutely. Good to have you. Pat, you told me you were a historian of sorts in our subject matter today.
If my age is speaking clearly, yes. I'm 66 years old, and I was a part of the group out at Walter Hill School when BFI first came.
How many years ago was that now?
I don't know.
30, 34. Is that right?
Like that. Wow. And we attended the first meetings, and the rhetoric is the same. That's all I can say about this. The concerns that we're having now were the concerns that were voiced in those meetings at Walter Hill School. And we were reassured, and we were told that they would be a good neighbor, that they would provide for the community. They give us ball fields. They give us all kinds of nice things. And so the rhetoric is pretty much the same.
How long did the ball fields last?
Oh, gosh. I've moved away from there some time ago, but I'm not aware of how long it lasted.
You
I don't
can
have
see
all
remnants
that history.
Of it, but
you can see remnants of it. You can see a few things that they did. They helped with the local schools, Walter Hill School, some, not anything. It was operating cost for them. It wasn't monumental contributions, not like Mount Trashmore has given us.
Well, we jumped right in, Melissa, didn't we?
That's fine.
that's all good. Maybe folks aren't familiar with Rutherford Forward, so maybe you can tell us what Rutherford Forward is.
Well, we're actually just a pretty much brand new group that has started. We kind of feel like Middle Point has polluted our air, water supply, and real estate long enough. We have been in Middle Tennessee's trash can long enough, and we feel like we need to concentrate on fighting the Middle Point expansion, which we do not think the plan has gone away, though it's not with the current county commission. And we want to also focus on some real current waste solutions as well. So that's what we would like to talk about a little bit today.
Okay. So expansion, that's something that we've heard a lot about recently. Support for that, where is support for that, or is really, do you really think our county government, city government, I know the city made an annexation effort, and so there was some news even this week about more complaints. So I mean, where do you think we're standing, at least as a governmental response?
Actually, there's been 4,000 plus odor complaints in the last 7 months. 1 to 1.3 million tons of trash annually are dumped there, 70% from Nashville-Davidson County. The latest quote from Middle Point that I have read or witnessed is that WSMV Channel 4 a few days ago said you can smell it before you see it, yet Middle Point's response says no smell. They're asking where our trust went. And our trust left the room. And I can tell you it left the room when this spring, town hall residents to educate local residents was a town hall was held to educate everyone, was violated where Republic seated its own representatives to present supportive testimony posing as residents. Republic has approached local officials in some various districts with donation proposals. Once again, the history there. Tailored to that community, monetary support, financing projects like football fields, again, senior citizen centers, and archery teams and park enhancements. All of this is rhetoric that has been in the past at Walter Hill School. This is exactly the same method they used before, and so there's nothing new under the sun with them. I guess the approach that they're taking now, from my viewpoint, is Jackson's Law. They're attacking Jackson's Law. Jackson's Law is a law that is voted in county by county. And it was voted in to keep the local officials basically in charge and having a voice on a landfill to protect local citizenry. It has been very effective in this case, I believe, because we have annexed into the city. We now have a team approach with the Rutherford County and the city, addressing issues with Middle Point, being extra watching eyes and regulatory services. I do think they have intensified, Middle Point has intensified its efforts to attack the Jackson's Law. And as they attack it, for example, they had 5 lobbyists. Now they have 11 lobbyists. And that's all been recent. And so they are setting up for the good fight. They're setting up, they're saying that it's an antiquated law. A few are deciding for the many. Well, a few. Rutherford County is one of the largest counties in Tennessee. Our population is impressive. This is our drinking water that we're going to be threatened with. Our long-term health benefits, our environment, our land values surrounding this landfill, all are being affected. Real people with real concerns, odors that have to be coming from chemicals, aluminum dross, my goodness. All they had to do, and I think it was 1995 or 97 to 2005, all they had to do was apply for a special service, a special waste permit, and they could come in with aluminum dross and put it into our landfill. We're a class one. A class one is not supposed to accept those things, but you can apply for a special exemption, and that exemption is for 3 years, and then all you do is reapply. And so what we're facing is a big money monster, and it is a David and Goliath story. And it's a story that bears watching simply because this community has suffered so much. We are your neighbors, Davidson County. We are your neighbors. There's 6 states that are bringing their trash to us. There's 26 counties. It was up higher than that at one point. So your neighbors... This is your neighbor's land. This is your neighbor's drinking water. This is your neighbor's environment. This is your neighbor's quality of life. I personally can tell you that I had my grandchildren out on our new, brand new screen porch, and we had to go back in. We were watching a movie, and we had to go back in. Their eyes were burning, and the smell was horrific. So we had to act. The quality of life is being affected of local residents.
We are talking today about the Middle Point landfill expansion, some solutions going to be brought forward here by Rutherford Forward. Melissa Farley, Pat Bacon with us. Melissa, you said Rutherford Forward is fairly new. Is this group made up of people who feel like there's not enough being done to keep Middle Point from expansion, or just kind of maybe give us your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think so. With the way the current contract is written, the county knows a lot more about the landfill than we do. Obviously, county employees do. However, they get sued if they say anything about the landfill. This has actually happened to several county employees and even the city when they say anything. So. We sort of feel like we have to fight at the citizen level to get some of this information out there and to try to police the landfill. That's, okay. I guess, why we're doing this.
So give me an example of something that we know that city and county officials can't mention. I mean, is there an instance of that?
So there have been 7 violations in the last 7 months. But we sort of feel like that's a little bit like speeding. How often do you speed? And then how often do you get caught? TDEC has to travel here. It's not like they're right next door to Middle Point. There are a lot of things on the TDEC inspection report that aren't even listed as violations. They're listed as areas of concern, but it's hundreds of yards of uncovered trash. that seems like a violation to the residents, you know, just because it's not listed as a violation, you know, we still feel like it's a concern.
Sure.
So that's sort of why we feel like there needs to be this extra group that's fighting a little bit harder for this to close mm-hmm. at this point.
So if TDEC says it's not a violation, it's obviously a concern for them, but no violation. So what's done in those situations? In those concerned situations?
Nothing. There it's a slap on the, it's not even a slap, it's a pat on the wrist. It's written up. Yeah.
Can you give me an example of what a concern might be?
Sure. You know,
just to kind of give us an idea.
Area of concern, leachate on external slope. Area of concern, inadequate maintenance of runoff system. Significant work on cleaning out and mowing ditches has been made, still required on the western side. Area of concern, unsatisfactory initial cover. That means they're not covering up their trash. That's one that's on here a lot. They uh-huh. they do not cover the trash. And that's one.
So that's
one
not a requirement?
Thing. It is a requirement.
Okay.
But it's almost never listed as a violation.
Interesting.
Even though they're supposed to cover it with 6 inches of trash every day. And if it's been an area that's been not in use for at least 1 month, it's supposed to have at least 1 foot of cover on it.
Okay. So you're saying dirt. They should
yes.
cover.
And they, okay. they're allowed to use a couple other things other than dirt if it's, you know, and I'm not an expert, but
sure.
so all of this is from what I've read and my interpretation and that kind of thing
right.
too, but yes.
Well, I mean, just trying to get an idea of what the fight is, because Pat, it seems like it's going to take more than our governments, who give me your opinion on that. Are they working within what they can do to our local governments, at least?
Our local government has a fight on its hand. It is the David and Goliath again. The dirt that she is mentioning is taken off local farms. It's topsoil removed from local farms, and so basically laying those lands to waste. Our local government is now threatened, okay, bad word, threatened, impeded by the fact that there is a task force being formed because of the Jackson's Law. They are wanting to centralize government and take away the power of our local government to protect us. And that's what the Jackson's Law has provided.
Now, Middle Point
is lobbying for the Jackson's
okay.
Law removal. Absolutely. That, in my opinion, became very intense since the annexation of the city and the county getting oversight on that Middle Point landfill.
So when the city expanded its city limits
exactly.
to include that.
Okay. Exactly. So officials in Nashville state that we residents are ignorant and uneducated of landfills and how they operate. 30 plus years of experience of living with consequences of this landfill hasn't educated the locals? That's a question I would ask. And how many action groups, including the efforts of local representation of Donna Barrett, have spoken to mayors and local elected officials in our community for years, including when this landfill opened against, we all spoke against its opening. And the Nashville response from Nashville makes me mindful of the first meeting at that Walter Hill School. So many environmental concerns, traffic on Jefferson Pike, small two-lane country roads, water concerns for our drinking water, cautionary statements by locals on maintenance and how that would be done, stripping of this topsoil to cover it. Residents were alarmed by all the possibilities that have come to fruition. And so I feel as if you remove local control and local watching and local regulations from this annexation, that the power that is given our local officials, if you remove that and you centralize it in Nashville, it's a conflict of interest. It's clear. Nashville's 70% of their trash comes here. Six states. I mean, let's go on and on. 70%. Just let that number stick in your mind. Now we're going to put the watchdog in Nashville, and they're going to tell us and educate us on that new technology. We smell it. We see it. We live in it. We are educated. Thank you very much.
We drink it.
We drink it, or we choose not to drink it. I don't even let my dog drink the water.
We don't either.
I love him too much. So we are experiencing this, and these local groups that are forming and these concerned citizens that are going to every single meeting and expressing to our local officials, who are responsive for the most part, that we are watching and we want this controlled. They are responsive, but they're limited.
So explain to me the centralized control. Is that basically the lobbying efforts to do away with Jackson's Law, and that would allow a central control? And who is that central control?
The central control would be a special task force in Nashville.
Okay.
And from what I understand, the county to county, you have, as a county, you vote in the Jackson's Law. So it's not a state law. It is. So they're saying that it's too diverse. It's dispersed too much. So we need a special task force in Nashville to control this. And basically, the only safeguard I understand that we have at this point is that our local officials see it, receive complaints from their constituents, report 4,000 complaints of odor when Middle Point's response, there's no odor, outline, you know, 20 feet from the boundary, mm-hmm. there's no odor. We're here. We live here. We smell it. There's too many opportunities for those things to just be glossed over.
Yeah.
By Nashville.
Who would decide on whether the task force is made?
You need, as residents of Rutherford County, I can't impress this enough, to contact your local officials. Start the chain. Just go through all your elected officials. And
are we talking state level, local level, what?
I would start local level and move on in. Move on in and move up to state.
So with Rutherford Forward, we will have exactly. The information on the website soon coming up, because it's going to be in this next legislative session. And we really don't know what all these 11 lobbyists are going to come up with for, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure they have more plans that we don't even know of yet. So this, we know some of the things because they have put them out on the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce website. And, you know, that's what we're speaking to about taking away Jackson Law and stuff like that. But we know that they have other plans, you know, that we don't know of.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was asking, exactly. You know, is this, would this change to a centralized overseer have to come from the state legislative body? And
yes.
that's where it would have to come from?
Yes. My understanding is yes.
We assume yes.
Okay. But we don't know a terrible ton about this.
As we learn more, we'll be updating the website and telling people, please contact, you know, your representatives. Here are, you know, how you contact your representative based on your address and that kind of information. Rutherfordforward.org, it will be.
Okay. So this is, Melissa, you said a fairly new group. I'm sure that we've piqued the interest of some folks out there that would like to be involved, or at least know what the group's efforts are and what are happening. So how do we continue to keep updated on Rutherford Forward?
Well, there's been a lot of information that's been posted on Stop the Super Dump over the last several months that we have seen, and that's gotten us involved more. Yes. And then Rutherford Forward, like I said, has just been a newer group, and, you know, wanting to meet more offline and actually, you know, we think this is important going forward.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, our time is almost up. 30 seconds, Pat, any final mention here from you?
I would very much like to see us to pull the rug from under our feet and for us to move forward to more waste to jobs solutions, the transfer stations, the recycling efforts. We need to pull the rug from under our feet. We need a closing date, and we need to have that soon so that we can work towards, as a group, to other solutions. There's too many opportunities to make waste a commodity, and so we need to take those opportunities to finance.
Again, rutherfordforward.org, and any
They'll be talking a lot more about Tennessee Ways to Jobs, which is we feel like a really innovative solution that allows businesses to buy the aluminum, plastic, and glass that we are paying to send to Middle Point.
Yeah.
Instead, they would buy it, and then we would not have to pay to set up the recycling centers. The taxpayer already pays plenty for all of the disposal, and Tennessee pays the highest disposal fees in the Southeast. So this Tennessee Ways to Jobs, they're going to be talking a lot more about it in the November 7th MTSU forum. Pat's going to be speaking there, we think. And so, you know, if anyone's interested in that.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Again, we'll put the information on the podcast, rutherfordforward.org. We'll continue to keep you updated on this story, which we'll continue to need some follow-up.